couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I believe, we passed a 72-hour waiting period to have an abortion and a mandatory ultrasound. If a woman wanted to see imaging of the child, she could do that. The court struck that down and found within the Iowa Constitution, even though it's nowhere in the language, that a woman had a fundamental right to an abortion. And the standard that was put on that, the standard of review, was strict scrutiny, which means the highest degree of for lack of a better way to put, the highest barrier that they could put on the issue of abortion. So the realities of that, Dennis, are any pro-life legislation would probably not be passed, irrespective of what the legislature does. I mean, it was a much higher standard than Roe versus Wade, actually. So what we sought to do with this amendment and give the people of Iowa the right to vote on this is not to ban abortion, although that is my preference. I would be in favor of an abortion ban. The objective of it was simply to give us some legal path to pass pro-life legislation. Because as it stands right now, that just couldn't happen. It couldn't survive through the Iowa State Supreme Court as it sits right now.